Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu, Agent Daryl, here at Toronto Comic Con. We've run into a guy I've met several times before. I know he's on our page. And he's got a comic book we can talk about today. So welcome to the show, Andrew.
Well, thanks very much. I love what you do. So.
Oh, I appreciate it. I know you always comment, and we love it. So thank you very much. Tell us about your comic.
Well, it's about a guy who gets a bucket stuck on his head and decides to become a superhero. It's called Buckethead. Issue zero is going to be available soon on Comixology and Indie Planet. It came out of an idea, actually based on personal experience of mine, which I actually ended up writing into the comic.
Okay.
Basically, I was out one day, and there was this couple that was fighting, and one of them had a child with them, you know, a little infant, and I was really concerned about him. So I actually intervened in the because they were getting really, really heated, and you know, to get them to stop, so the baby didn't get hurt.
Right.
You know, and I got them to go away, and as a result, I kind of came up with the idea. Well, what if there was a superhero that did that type of thing?
That's cool.
You know?
I like it.
And so the character is really—he's not going around saving the world or defeating, you know, super evil villains or whatever who are trying to take over the world. He's rescuing cats from trees and helping the ladies across the streets and doing those types of things.
De-escalating these mundane conflict type things.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
And there is a supervillain, but he doesn't necessarily want to take over the world. He just really hates the guy because he was involved in the same explosion that got the bucket stuck on his head.
Mr. Fantastic, Dr. Doom type relationship.
Very much so, yeah.
Nice.
And so, and he just goes around doing things like paying people to get involved, and for him to get involved. And stuff, yeah.
I dig that. That's awesome,
yeah.
Actually. When will that be? When can people expect to see that then?
I'm waiting on Comixology to actually approve it at the moment, but it will be available as soon as they do. So, but there's also the Facebook page and the Twitter page, which you can follow. It's IamTheBucket, or facebook.com/IamTheBucket. On Twitter, it's twitter.com/user is at I am as in Mary, the bucket. So
that's
you
cool.
Can, follow them there.
Well, you showed us a copy of it here, and it looks pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
I was lucky enough to find the artist, Harold Tinko. Right now I'm working with him at school, actually. I'm taking marketing and digital media, and he happened to be one of the students. So we got together and started making the comic together.
Oh, very cool. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had an ounce of talent to put out a comic book. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah, well, I tried to do it myself, but I can't draw very well, so didn't really work. But I was lucky enough to find a gentleman who actually can draw.
It's decent. I like it.
Yeah.
Who are some of your influences comic book-wise?
Well, I would say Alex Ross.
Definitely.
You know, definitely. I really like his stuff. But also, Frank Miller. Although I don't necessarily like the darkness aspect to his stuff. I'm much more of an upbeat kind of guy.
That's cool.
But also Joss Whedon.
Oh, definitely.
He's got some really great stuff. Buffy in particular was one of the inspirations for me getting into writing.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Well, I mean, we're definitely going to get the word out about it because it looks great. And
thank you.
We definitely get more people to become aware of it.
No, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You guys do great work. So.
Cool running into you because I don't think I've seen you for a couple of years. So.
Yeah, it's been quite a while, but we've been on social media together, and I try to keep in touch as much as possible.
Definitely.
So.
Well, no, thanks for stopping us, man. That was great. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
And have a great rest of the con.
You too.
Definitely. All right, thanks, man.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.